And this is GPB Macon. I'm Michael Caputo. The Ocmulgee Mounds are a treasure in Macon, Bibb County. The Native American Earth Lodges that are part of the mounds date back to 900 AD, yet they remain intact and serve as a testament to those cultures and even more ancient cultures. There is a movement afoot in Congress to change the name of the national monument to the Ocmulgee Mounds National Historical Park. And that movement also would include expanding the site from 700 to 2,800 acres. It would be quite an achievement here in Georgia. With us is Brian Adams, a local attorney who has been pushing for the National Historical Park designation for the Ocmulgee Mounds. Thanks for being here, Brian.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Where are we right now with the push to change this whole thing and get that additional acreage?
We're close. We're very close. It's been a long, hard-fought battle, as everyone knows. It truly takes an act of Congress. as difficult as everyone thinks it is, and so we've struggled through that process the last couple of years, but we're at a point where we've had the House version of the bill was passed through the House, which was a huge hurdle, and now we have the Senate version that has had a committee hearing, and we are close to having the bill marked up. And all the feedback from the senator's offices has been very positive, and we hope that will happen very soon. By the end of this year is the goal, and on to the president's desk by the end of 2016 is certainly doable. Again, our fingers are crossed. Some of these things are out of our control at this point, but we're thankful for all the hard work to get us where we are.
Now, that name designation is important, right, because it brings added visibility to the place, doesn't it?
It does. It does. The Americans love our national parks, and we often think of the big parks out west as the ones that people want to go see. But in fact, people travel all over the country, and having that name change will give us even more recognition on top of what, you know, the Ocmulgee National Monument is currently named is already the most popular tourist attraction here in Middle Georgia. So it'll be even better with getting that national park name in there.
Mm-hmm. And tell me what you might do or what could we expect to be done with the land that would be added on with this this whole change.
Sure, and it's important to note that the land wouldn't automatically come in to the park. Oh. You have another 2,100 acres that would be within the boundary, and there's no eminent domain, and so that property would be gradually sold and purchased by the Park Service, and then ultimately it would add more trails and more access to some of the archaeologically significant sites that are out there that are not currently within the boundary.
I see, I guess we could expect at some point in the future, if all this comes to fruition, trails and things of that nature, right?
Absolutely. It'll be a much bigger park, and access to the river and other recreational activities will be a part of it. And then the other piece of the bill is to look at the corridor all the way down to Hawkinsville, to study that, to see if that should be included. And so it's an ambitious project, and so there's many more years worth of work, but it's a worthy cause for sure.
Well, talk about that. We got a minute left. Why is this so important?
Well, for many reasons. The beauty of this effort is it's a conservation and preservation effort combined with what will be a huge economic boom for not only Middle Georgia, but the entire state of Georgia to have potentially the only park and preserve east of the Mississippi. And so you've got this great preservation effort combined with what will be an economic impact on our community for so many reasons. But combining those two makes it a very special thing for our state.
Yeah, very, very, very neat, and it's really a place that if you have not visited, you need to go tomorrow, as long as the weather clears up. Brian,
absolutely.
Brian Adams, thank you so much for dropping by and giving us a little bit of an update on this. I appreciate it very much.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.